We begin with disturbing videos of a mob of teenagers brawling inside a San Francisco store, even turning on a security guard. This is all part of a disturbing trend of teen violence around the Bay Area. In fact, today I talked with a man who interacts with students on a daily basis. His take on what's going on. What do you observe?
The problem has to be fixed from home. The school cannot do that.
Tuesday is the first alert weather day as more rain and gusty winds are going to be moving into the Bay Area. I'm tracking both in the first alert forecast.
Thanks, Paul. We're going to introduce you to a local influencer who she says new social media policies are taking a bite out of her business.
Verification loses its credibility because now anyone and everyone can be verified if they want.
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliet Goodrich.
All right, we begin with a lot of extra security at San Francisco's Stonestown Galleria. Here's why. After two big brawls involving up to 100 teens, we want to warn you, the videos are disturbing. Now, this was one of last week's mob attacks. Inside the Target store, you can see a group of students with backpacks. They're punching and kicking a mall security guard inside the store. And another attack in the mall's food court. It's unclear if it involved the same group of students. Two teens were injured in this incident. This brawl happened right by this vendor's jewelry stand. He told us through a translating app that the environment in the mall hasn't been good since last March and added security is good for now, but something has got to change.
The contract expires in June this year. If the environment doesn't improve, I don't plan to do business here.
Police have not identified the kids who were involved, but there are several schools close to the area. Now, this is all part of a troubling trend of violence among teenagers. You may remember last Monday, a 12-year-old was taken into custody after stabbing another teen on a Muni bus. Then on Friday, another scary incident. Police say a student stabbed and injured another student in the library of San Francisco Middle School in North Beach. That campus was back open today. Now, I went to the neighborhood to try to get some answers about what may be behind this recent uptick in violence. Happened to speak with one shop owner who has interacted with students for decades. Here's his take on it.
I've been here since 1991, almost 32 years. The last 7 or 8 years or 10 years, things start going downhill.
Ed Suela owns Freddy's Sandwiches.
Turkey, Swiss.
It's right across from Francisco Middle School. He says he knows most of the kids by name.
Some kids, they know me, Ed, Fred, whatever. Yeah, all these names. Thank you very much.
They respect you?
Oh, absolutely. They have no choice.
He also knows when things go wrong.
One of the kids here, I knew him. He did stab another kid on the bus.
Sorry.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate.
Ed used to be a teacher. He observes a lot.
You're right across the street from the middle school.
Right.
So you see these kids coming and going. What do you observe just as kind of the friendly person on the corner giving them food? What do you observe?
Most of the kids, when they come here, they behave good. Because I make them behave good.
How do you do that?
Well, you know, I talk to them. I don't need to scare them. Mm-hmm. Just, okay, if you're not behaving good, you're not welcome in my shop.
They respect you.
That's it. Very simple. I want to buy something. He said, no, if you're not behaving good, you're not going to buy anything from here. Go somewhere else.
Do you think that they're not hearing that or respecting that at home or at school? What's the difference?
I think nobody at home doing that.
But he realizes solutions are multi-layered and complicated.
What's the solution is school cannot fix the problem. The problem has to be fixed from home. If they have broken home, the school cannot do that. Unfortunately, that's sad, but that's what it is.
So we did reach out to police. They tell us there's no evidence. The Muni stabbing and the stabbing at Francisco Middle School are connected. We'll continue the conversation and continue to follow this. In the meantime, all right, let's get to our first alert weather. Dry outside on our roadways right now, but expect that to change by the morning commute as another major storm system moves in. I'm just the messenger. Paul Hagen is here to fill us in on
also,
everything.
Also, just the messenger. But
you think?
Yeah, tomorrow, yeah, okay. Another first alert weather day with gusty winds and heavy rain. This one not associated with an atmospheric river over the Bay Area. I think those conditions will be met for Southern California, but the heart of the storm system is going to track right overhead. So get ready for it. We're still in a break in the action right now. Dry conditions are going to continue this evening. evening. Still got a little bit of daylight left to go outside and do a lap around the perimeter of your yard. Make sure the gutters are clear, any drains aren't blocked before the rain starts, which will happen before the sun comes up tomorrow morning. Those showers hitting the coast around 4 or 5 o'clock, with the heaviest rain arriving just in time for the peak of rush hour. There are going to be heavy downpours throughout rush hour on Tuesday. If you have the option to work from home or maybe go in late and put in a half day, I would exercise that option. It's going to be a mess on the roads tomorrow morning, but that heaviest rain is going to lift off to the north and be replaced by off and on showers by late morning and into the afternoon. Even once the heaviest rain moves off to the north and the flooding threat goes down, the wind damage potential is still going to be with us. A wind advisory is in effect from 7 a.m. through 9 p.m. on Tuesday. It takes us well past sunset for the southern half of the Bay Area. The winds are still going to be noticeable for the North Bay, but just below advisory criteria. We're talking about winds in the 25 to 35 mile an hour range for most of us, gusts up to around 50 miles an hour. This is not going to be as strong as the wind event that we had last week, but still, there was so much damage from that. A lot of stress on the power grid overall. It would not take overly strong winds to result in more power outages. So make sure your devices are charged up as you head to bed tonight, and make sure they're charged up before everything starts tomorrow morning. We'll take a look at the duration of the storm system with future cast coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, don't be in denial because today was so nice, right?
It's exactly
coming. Okay, thank you. All right, with more rain and wind on the way, more power outages are possible, especially around the South Bay and Peninsula. PG&E says it used the break between the storms to trim trees and also get equipment ready. This all comes on the heels of last week's windstorm, when almost 300,000 and customers were in the dark at one point. All right, traffic still backed up on eastbound 580 in Livermore. Caltrans had to shut down two lanes to fix a large crack in the road there. This is just east of North Flynn Road. Our chopper caught traffic backed up for miles. California State Parks, they started their first day of demo for the Seacliff State Beach Pier that was severely damaged because of the storms earlier this year. State Parks say that once the pier is removed, they're going to assess if it can be rebuilt. It is a popular spot to visit for families. For frequent visitors, got a bit emotional.
I come out here when I came to school and with my family. So, yeah, it's a lot for me emotionally seeing it. I was hoping they save it.
Yeah, we will see if they are able to save it or build a new one. A safety corridor has been set up for people to walk around the construction. State Parks say the demolition is expected to last 6 weeks. And more rain is certainly the last thing people in the Monterey County farming community of Pajaro need right now. It has been a ghost town for about 10 days after a breached levee forced more than 2,000 residents out of their flooded homes and businesses. It will likely be several more days before those evacuation orders are lifted. County officials announcing today repairs on the levee should be complete by the end of the week. And certainly stay with us as the next storm rolls in. You can also get the latest updates on our website at KPIX.com. Amazon is planning to lay off another 9,000 workers. This is their second major cut since the fall. The company's CEO making the announcement today in a memo to staff. The layoffs will affect San Francisco-based Twitch, Amazon Web Services, and at least two other departments. In the memo, he said the company will be limited in their hiring. All right, Cruise wants to test their autonomous cars throughout California. They are already testing them in San Francisco. The company says they don't have any immediate plans to expand testing. U.S. regulators are investigating claims Cruise cars stop without warning, sometimes stranding their passengers. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram now have all rolled out paid verification systems. But one woman who has made social media her business says it's quite frustrating that some key features are no longer free. Our Sean Chitness has her story.
Perfect. For Ali Tong, it's not just about the right angle, but the right arrangement to create content on social media that keeps her followers coming back for more. Taking this hobby she started in college and turning it into a full-time dream job.
Followers allow me to do this as my job, so I'm just forever grateful.
Ali has more than 100,000 followers on Instagram. She takes pride in earning them organically, something that people may question now that you can pay for a blue checkmark and verification.
I think verification loses its credibility because now anyone and everyone can be verified if they want. It's no longer an earned thing.
First, Twitter launched Twitter Blue, and now Facebook and Instagram's parent company is offering Meta Verified, a trend that doesn't make sense to Ali.
I don't want to be shelling out money to get my post seen, but I'm also afraid that, like, if I don't, am I just going to disappear?
Today, she's at Yangtze in San Francisco, taking photos to highlight the restaurant's 65th anniversary.
You get to look at the carts, pick whatever you want, whatever looks good, and you get to see the food right in front of you.
Ali fears that not paying for verification means her content may not be seen by as many people. The tech industry continues to navigate a slowdown and announce more layoffs. San Jose State professor Matt Cabot says the growing expense of protecting users' data led them to pass on more of that cost to customers.
It's our job as users to be more cautious and more skeptical on the information that we interact with on these platforms.
Cabot says social media companies are creating two tiers of users, those who pay for security and those who don't. But everyone still has to confirm what's true and authentic on these platforms.
If we believe everything we see without some sort of verification, we could be part of the problem as opposed to the solution.
So while Ali remains skeptical about the new steps social media companies are taking,
it's pretty bizarre to me because I do feel like I would have to pay for it because my whole business is built on my online presence, so I can't afford to lose my account or have someone hack it or have someone duplicate it.
She thinks the public will have the last word on this matter.
I would wait and see where they go with this and if there's pushback, because I feel like there's going to be pushback.
An influencer, grateful for the following she has grown on her own, hopeful they can push the platform to keep it that way.
So we have reached out to both companies about the latest trends that they're taking, and Twitter posting online that the two-factor authentication was abused by some bad actors in the past, which is why it's now only available to its subscribers. Meta responding to our questions today, saying they heard users' concerns and now will not increase visibility or reach if you sign up for verification in the U.S.